prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yes, you know, everybody's talking about type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance. We've talked about methods of clearing that up, lifestyle changes, get rid of caffeine, get more sleep, blah, blah, blah. But what if you just can't do that? Are there any supplements out there that you can take that can help tilt the odds in your favor for not developing diabetes or insulin resistance? My guest today is Dave Barr. He is the official, anointed, Superhuman Radio supplement guy. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Carl. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's true. I mean, everybody talks about lifestyle changes, you know, do this, do that, but people are busy, or sometimes they just don't want to do it. So I want to address what supplements are out there that can help tilt the odds, help correct, you know, insulin resistance and so on and so forth. Are there any out there?
Yeah, sure. There are plenty of different things that can be used. I do have to preface this by saying that, you know, I am a supplement guy. I love the elegance of being able to take just a pill or a powder and, you know, having a very precise effect on your physiology. But having said that, you know, there really is no substitute for diet and exercise.
I know that.
These are, they're good methods, but, you know, they can always be improved upon.
And if nothing else, this may just enhance, if you've already made the lifestyle changes, you're exercising properly, you know, you're eating properly, and so on and so forth, this could just enhance your progress. But more importantly, if you're a bodybuilder and you're consuming 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day and you're throwing down a couple high glycemic shakes right after a couple workouts a day, guess what? You're probably pre-diabetic. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And I think it's the caloric content has a huge impact on that.
There you go. I mean, you know, clearly, if you're consuming those kind of calories, your pancreas is staying up at night working. Anyway, listen, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this. We're going to list the supplements you need to know about if you want to try to reverse insulin resistance or keep yourself from getting diabetic while you're consuming 5,000 calories a day, building that masterful physique. Stay tuned. Dave and I will be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. nutrition. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dave Barr. And like I said before, he's the official Superhuman Radio supplement guy. If you have questions about supplements, by the way, call the Superhuman Radio hotline at 206-222-2218 and pose your question or email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll get Dave to address it in a future show. Okay, so let's get started. You know, I'm a bodybuilder. I'm eating 5,000 calories a day. Chances are I'm already becoming hyperinsulinemic, or I'm just one of those people who my lifestyle isn't lined up and I need to get myself straightened out. What supplements, where do I start?
You know, I always like fish oil for everything. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, fat loss, muscle growth, health, insulin resistance. Fish oil is a great start.
Really?
Yeah,
absolutely. I would have never thought of that one.
Yeah, the problem is that there are a lot of data, a lot of articles on it, but they don't really address the quantities that you have to take, and that's part of the problem. I mean, high-quality fish oil can be expensive, and you really have to take a decent amount in order to achieve an effect.
Okay, and we're not suggesting a monotherapy here anyway. Maybe a couple of these used together can, you know, get you there. So you maybe you don't have to break the bank on fish oil, but fish oil can be one of those supplements that you include.
Absolutely, and I think particularly in the context of people who are listening to the show, you know, you're already concerned about your health and performance, muscle growth, fat loss. I mean, that's just the number one supplement.
Now, real quick, fish oil by reducing inflammation, because inflammation has been tied to the development of diabetes.
Mm-hmm. That may play a part, but it seems as though the fish oil actually becomes part of our cell membranes because our cells are basically, you know, coated in fat.
Right.
So to speak. And as more and more that good oil becomes part of our cells, it helps all the different proteins in our cells work better.
Okay. All right. What's the next one on the list?
I would go with carnitine.
Really?
I'm a big fan of that. Again,
okay.
It's one of those things that has applications for, you know, performance, muscle growth. I mean, there are new studies showing it can help with enhancing testosterone receptor activity. But yeah, certainly with insulin resistance as well.
Okay, what kind of doses are we talking about with carnitine?
If you're going with the standard carnitine, either tartrate or acetyl L-carnitine, I like 1 to 2 grams a day to start, and then you can always work your way up. Okay. Bigger guys with either more fat mass or more muscle mass, you're definitely going to need a higher dose.
Gotcha. Okay, so carnitine is number two on the list. What's number three?
I'm also a big fan of glucomannan. That's something I introduced a few years ago and have had just an enormous amount of positive feedback about it.
As a matter of fact, I had a guest on the show who wrote a book based on it, and that was Cassandra Forsythe. She wrote the women's diet book, and basically what she recommended is, you know, 3 grams of glucomannan before every meal. Interesting.
That's a really high dose, but you know what? I'm sure that's very effective.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was less than that. But yeah, glucomannan. I mean, the glucomannan is a super fiber because it supposedly expands up to 100 times once you add water to it, right? And its weight.
Yeah, it's really cool to see it. You know, you can do it in just a regular cup and add water to it, and it's, you know, the kids can play with it. It's really fun. But not only has it been shown to help with insulin impairment, insulin resistance, but it really helps with dieting, because I always find that the biggest issue with diets is just hunger.
Say
I mean, people just have a hard time getting around hunger. I mean, I'm no exception. So if you can curb that hunger and, you know, help with your insulin sensitivity while you're at it, I mean, that's just great.
Okay. All right, so glucomannan, that's healthy for a lot of things. I mean, that can help you with cholesterol levels. I mean, that's helps you avoid colon cancer, you know, high fiber, so on and so forth. So that has a lot of benefits besides just helping you deal with blood glucose levels. Okay, what's the next one on the list?
Big fan of lipoic acid.
Yeah, now that's actually a mimetic, right? That mimics insulin, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does that as well as enhances insulin effectiveness.
Okay,
so it has both effects, it seems.
Now you said lipoic acid, but you did not indicate R-alpha lipoic or just alpha lipoic acid.
You know that was an unintentional omission on my part. I should specify R-alpha lipoic acid.
Yeah, because I think that was the one that BASF did all the research on back in the 70s, and they were going to introduce a drug, but when they couldn't get patent protection, they abandoned it, and it kind of found its way into the supplement world.
Mm-hmm.
But that was R-alpha lipoic acid. And yeah, that's great stuff. And I know that a lot of people use that in post-workout drinks, too, to help shuttle nutrients into the muscle, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, that's really a terrible idea. Because after a workout, we're generally already in a state to receive carbs in our muscle to enhance carbohydrate uptake. And it actually happens by the same mechanism as lipoic acid.
Really?
So you don't actually want too much of that happening, particularly because it may have a negative impact on muscle growth. We're not sure about that yet. But
really?
There are some preliminary data, particularly in heart cells, showing that may be an effect.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's something valuable right there, because there's quite a few supplements out there, like creatine supplements with a lot of sugars in them, and they have alpha lipoic or R-alpha lipoic acid in there, supposedly to help you shuttle the glucose into the muscles. But you're saying to stay away from that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done a colloquial literature review on lipoic acid. You know, who should use it? Like, why should we use it in bodybuilding or for weight loss? And it seems as though all the conclusions that have been come to by writers aren't really supported by the literature, the scientific literature. So it's not one of those things that you really want to play around with if you're strictly going for muscle growth and glucose uptake.
Okay.
So for insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes, it's definitely something I would use.
Okay.
But like I said, as for, you know, just carbohydrate uptake for a normal, healthy, active person, there's no need for that at all.
Now, I got to throw one in here, now that we're talking about alpha lipoic acid and its mimetic characteristics to insulin, and that is, we did a show just a few days ago on resveratrol, and when I was preparing for the show and doing my research, I learned that there were two different studies out there showing resveratrol's ability to mimic insulin, and one of them was actually compared to metformin and outperformed metformin milligram for milligram. The other one was actually a university, I want to say in Catherine, someplace in Canada.
I'm thinking, St. Catherine?
Yes. They did one that showed increased glucose uptake by muscle tissue against a placebo. It was a double-blind placebo using resveratrol, as little as 60 milligrams, I think. So resveratrol also can benefit those who are trying to get glucose out of the bloodstream quickly.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. I mean, especially if you can use a low dose, have an effect, and being compared to the gold standard drug and outperforming it,
yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say something right now. We're listing these supplements, and the last thing, I know how I get when I read some of these articles in magazines, like, oh, God, I got to go out and buy six more supplements. I'm already swallowing, you know, a plastic bag full of pills a day. That's not what we're suggesting here. What we're saying is, if you're already taking some of these things, they're good for this reason also. And if you're thinking about working some new supplements into your protocol, and you see one here that you wanted to get for another reason, well, here's another good reason to add it. Would you agree with that, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. And that's why I try to emphasize the multitude of effects for, you know, things like carnitine and fish oil.
Right. I mean, if you're already taking fish oil for another reason, keep taking it because it's good for managing blood glucose. And if you're thinking about going out and buying L-carnitine because of its fat loss abilities or its muscle building abilities, well, go ahead and get it because this is another good reason. And I want to emphasize this again. If you're building your body and you're dropping 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories in your mouth a day, you are probably hyperinsulinemic. So you need to think about managing blood glucose levels and maintaining insulin sensitivity. If nothing else, it'll make your muscles fuller, right?
Yep. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a big issue here. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to list some more. There are some other ones on there that you and I kind of agree, disagree about, but we're going to list those and let people talk about them after the show as well. So stay tuned. We're talking to Dave Barr, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guy. Call him up at 206-222-2218. Ask him a question. We'll get you an answer. Stay tuned.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Talking today with Dave Barr. We're talking about supplements that can help tilt the scale in your favor away from developing insulin resistance, which we're not just talking about grandpa's diabetes here. We're talking about if you're trying to build your body has to absorb glucose the proper way. It has to make its way into muscle. And if it's not making its way into muscle, it's floating around in your bloodstream and it's doing damage to your nervous system. So these are things that I don't care if you're 27 years old and you're eating 4,000 calories a day to build a big body. You got to think about this stuff. Anyway, Dave, what's next on the list as far as you're concerned for aiding in glucose management?
Well, I think we can talk about the metallic compounds, specifically chromium picolinate and vanadyl sulfate.
Okay. Now, chromium picolinate's been around for quite a while as a diet aid, and obviously the way it works as a diet aid is if you manage blood glucose, you don't store as much fat. So,
how does it work?
How does chromium work?
Well, it's actually the metallic compounds. The reason I classify them as that is because they work via the same mechanism of action, at least for the glucose uptake aspect of it. So they seem to basically enhance the way in which insulin affects the receptor. So if you look at the insulin receptor as a lock and key, you know, the insulin will fit into the lock and, you know, that triggers a whole cascade. So, you know, one protein gets turned on, then another gets turned on from that, and it's a whole domino effect. Well, what happens in type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance is that domino effect gets stopped prematurely before we can achieve the physiological result that we want, which is usually glucose uptake. And how the metallic compounds work is they basically prevent that domino effect from being stopped prematurely.
Hmm.
So it goes to completion, we have our glucose uptake, and, you know, everything's kosher from there.
Now, are there lesser... Now, I know the concern of these metallic compounds, because these products can build up in your body, and they can remain in your body for long periods of time, and high levels of any of these metallic compounds is not healthy. So are there any lesser of the evils here between chromium picolinate and, say, vanadyl sulfate?
Yeah, it seems that chromium is definitely safer. From what I've seen about vanadyl sulfate, the research seems to be shifting towards more of a type 1 diabetes rather than a type 2. And I believe the reason for that is just the potential side effects from vanadium or vanadyl sulfate that aren't seen with the chromium.
Now I'm asking this question because I'm scared now, because I've been taking vanadyl sulfate for the past 5 weeks. What are the side effects of it?
Now, I should emphasize that these are generally seen in test tube studies.
Right.
So I think that's enough to stop future research in, you know, animals and humans. But
right.
It's been shown to cause DNA damage, which is a big problem because that's one of the ways in which cancer gets started.
Uh-huh.
Cells start replicating poorly and, you know, you have different mutations and, you know, it goes from there. Another problem is that it seems to negatively impact blood flow to the lungs. It has a vasoconstriction effect by inhibiting nitric oxide to the lungs.
Really?
Yeah, and the researchers concluded that, you know, long-term overexposure, whatever that means, of vanadium compounds, vanadyl sulfate, could lead to problems with pulmonary diseases.
Okay, now let me ask you a question about the lung issue. I saw some of those studies. Some of them were actually particulate matter that was breathed as opposed to orally ingested as a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Was the one about the lungs, was that orally ingested supplement research? Or you said this was in a test tube anyway, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. So now, I've been taking vanadyl sulfate for 5 weeks, I think. So am I at risk now of the whole DNA thing?
I don't think there's really enough information to say for sure, but...
Right.
You know, I really don't think there is.
Okay.
It's not something I've...
I stopped. I experimented with it. But, you know, I'm a guinea pig. I mean, I'm such a schmuck when it comes to stuff. I try all this stuff, and it's like, you know, I love it. I love the science. I'm going to try it. I used to actually, on a couple of the forums, my beneath my picture, it used to say 250-pound Wistar rat.
Nice.
So, you know, that's me. But anyway, okay. And so it's probably best to stay away from the metallic... products that claim to help you manage blood glucose. Is that a fair thing to say?
I would say at the very least vanadyl sulfate, simply because if you really want to take a metallic compound, same mechanism of action without the observed side effects, you could take chromium picolinate.
Okay.
And the vast majority of chromium picolinate studies are now moving out of the, you know, very basic cellular level, how does this work? And they're moving into actual human studies and showing, you know, improvements in blood glucose or, you know, changes in weight loss.
Okay. We've got
and I'd also like to add just one last point.
Yes, please.
It seems to work best in people who are pre-diabetic or who have mild insulin sensitivity.
Okay.
So if you have very severe insulin sensitivity, if you're already type 2 diabetic, you know, it's going to be less effective for you.
Gotcha. Okay. And in the last minute here, is there another one that you want to add to the list?
Yeah, you mentioned caffeine earlier, but yeah. Long-term studies with coffee and green tea show that that actually has a positive effect on insulin sensitivity and glucose uptake.
Well, I've got to disagree with you on that one, because we had a group from Duke University on the show about 7 months ago, and they did 3 watershed studies that showed that as little as 500 milligrams of caffeine a day actually shift the body baseline glucose levels up and predispose people to insulin resistance. And in fact, type 2 diabetics who were restricted from caffeine consumption were able to reduce their medications by 2/3 after just 6 weeks. So I think that caffeine probably, and when you first start using it, but I think after prolonged use, it actually may have an opposite effect. That's just my opinion.
I don't even think it's the caffeine itself in coffee and green tea that's having a positive effect. I think there are other substances
in
there. Yeah,
and I would believe that, because I know that there's other things in, you know, and that's the problem with drugs. I try to isolate one thing, and there's this whole myriad of effects that play upon each other.
Absolutely.
And I have to agree with you there, because there's a lot more going on when you look at some of these phenolic compounds than just the things that they isolate in the lab. Listen, we're going to take our last commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We'll summarize the supplements that you should be thinking about, and please consider these supplements, because it's important to maintain insulin sensitivity as you age, regardless of how old you are. It will increase your performance as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haldol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just want to remind you that if you have a supplement question, you can email it to onair@superhumanradio.com or call 206-222-2218. We'll have Dave come back on the show and answer your question, regardless of what that question is. As long as it's about a supplement, we'll get him back on the air. So, Dave, the top three, then it sounds like fish oil, L-carnitine, and what else?
I'd say glucomannan.
Okay. So, I mean, and would you agree that just about any fiber, I mean, I know glucomannan is the king of fiber, but if you're just adding fiber to your diet could have some great benefits in this area?
Oh, absolutely. No question about that.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. So fish oil, L-carnitine, glucomannan, and then obviously some of the other compounds that we talked about are alpha-lipoic acid and so on and so forth. These can all benefit you. And again, it's important. It's very important. There's a lot of guys walking around out there who look fantastic. They're ripped to the shreds, and they're pre-diabetic. And, you know, and this means that your muscles aren't functioning as well as they can. You'd be stronger. You'll be bigger. And more importantly, as you age, you'll be healthier. So consider glucose management. I predict that in years to come, it's going to be discovered that glucose management is at the root of diseases like diabetes and other neurological diseases as well, Alzheimer's and so on. Dave, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio.
Oh, it's been a blast. Thank
and,
you.
And we'll have you back again soon. Send Dave some questions on supplements, everybody. 206-222-2218. Talk to you tomorrow.